Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We investigated the miracles of Muhammad, and we found that Muhammad did not perform any miracles. And the reason he said it's because the miracles is only with Allah, or it's because Allah decided not to send any miracles on Muhammad simply because when he sent these miracles on previous prophets, people did not believe in them. That is the opposite of what the Muslims are trying to teach today in the West, that Muhammad performed great miracles. Thousands of them. Worse than that, when we investigated some of the miracles which Muhammad mentioned in the Quran by Moses, for example, we discovered that Muhammad did not know the difference between a miracle and a plague. He thought they are one of the same. And he did not know that actually there were 10 plagues, not 9 as he mentioned in the Quran. And when we investigate these 9 plagues, we found out that Muhammad only mentioned 7 of them. 2 were completely wrong, and that is the rod of Moses turned to a snake before Pharaoh, and the white hand of Moses also before Pharaoh, for simple reason, because obviously these 2 miracles plus the water which he will pour on the ground to turn to blood were not for Pharaoh or his people, but these were for the children of Israel, that they may believe that God sent Moses to deliver them from the land of Egypt to the promised land. Add to that, Moses did not perform any of the miracles before Pharaoh. It was Aaron who threw his rod, not Moses' rod, and it became a snake, and it ate all the snakes of the Egyptian sorcerers. Add to that, the 5 plagues which were mentioned together in the Quran started with the wrong one, which was the flood. So out of the 9 plagues which Muhammad mentioned as number, he gave us 7, 3 of them were wrong. So there is only 4 were accurate. And those were the blood, the fly, the frog, and the locust. And when we read all that which is written in the Quran concerning these plagues, we discovered that Muhammad did not have any idea what were these plagues all about. Today we ask the question, what about Jesus? In the Quran, as we discovered earlier, Muhammad told us that Isa performed some great miracles, like that which is written in Quran chapter 3 and verse 49, which states that Isa was what? A messenger to the children of Israel. Indeed, Isa said, I came to you with a sign from your Lord. I create for you the figure of a bird from the mud. So I breathe into it, so it will become a bird by Allah's permission. I love it how Muslims concentrate so much on by Allah's permission, forgetting about what miracle are we talking about. We're talking about Isa, the creator. One of the attributes of Allah here is given to Isa. Then we read, and I heal the blind and the leper, and I raise the dead by Allah's permission. Once again, Jesus the healer and Jesus the one who raised the dead. These are attributes only given to Allah in the Quran. You never see any other prophet is called Al-Shafi, the healer, or Al-Muhi, the one who raised the dead. Only Allah has these attributes. And here we see it is Isa, son of Mary, the Jesus of Islam, performing such great miracles. And when you read the entirety of the Quran, you will never find out any of these miracles. He just talked about it here in the future tense. Another passage in the Quran, he talked about it in the past tense, but we never see one time in the Quran Jesus perform any of these miracles at all, as we will be seeing in details in the Word of God, the true biblical account by the witness, the eyewitness who saw Jesus perform such great miracles. But once again, Muslims believe the great miracles and they will concentrate on the word by Allah's permission. Why is that? Because Isa is not God. Therefore, he has to do only what Allah allow him to do or what Allah give him permission to do. Then we read, and I inform you about what you eat and what you store in your houses. That is another great miracle because only Allah, Allam al-Ghuyub, the one who knows the unseen. And here Isa is fulfilling another attribute of Allah. And once again, if you look throughout the pages of the Quran, you will never find how Jesus performed that miracle to know what is hidden, to know what is unknown, as we will be seeing in the true biblical account. Isa ended his talk in verse 49 of Quran chapter 3 by saying, surely in this is a sign for you. If you were believers, here is a miracle for you. Here is the evidence I gave to you. Now you know for sure that I came from Allah. I am not a false prophet or a false messenger. What about Muhammad? What was the sign? What was the evidence? What was the proof that he is the final and the most important prophet and messenger, as Muslims claim? Once again, we do not read in the Quran that people did not believe in Isa, and that's why Allah decided, well, we are not going to send any more miracles or any more signs, because after all, people did not believe in Isa. And the obvious evidence that people believed in Jesus is that today we have 2 billion those who claim to be a Christian, those who live all over the world, in every language on earth. There are those who declare themselves Christians, believed in Jesus, not only because of the miracles which he performed, but because of the truth which we have found in him. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we know for sure that no one can come to the Father except through him. Now I would like to take you to the Bible to look at the true miracles of Jesus, the Son of God. And how did he perform these miracles? Was it always by the permission of God, as Muhammad claimed in the Quran? Or did he perform great miracles with his own authority as God who came in the flesh? Now, if we investigate that which is written, which we know of, in the Bible, we would discover that there are at least 37 miracles our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ has performed. Now, we know from the book of John that not everything Jesus did was written, because if everything Jesus did was written, there would not be enough books to cover that which he did. And that is what we read in the book of John, chapter 21 and verse 25. As he stated, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And here someone may ask a question, how can that be? Jesus only lived to be 33 and a half years, so he did not start the ministry until he was 30. So how much can a person do in 3.5 years? Oh, no. You see, you got the story wrong. Why? Because Jesus is eternal. The first miracle Jesus did, he created the heaven and the earth out of nothing. That is not written anywhere in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because we know that he is the Word of God, and by him all things came to exist. And how much did Jesus, the Eternal, did in eternity? Do we have enough books in this world to write about eternity? You will have limited number of books. If it is in the billions or in the trillions, still limited number of books. Therefore, the Eternal God cannot be limited in a finite number of pages. That's why the beloved John said, not everything is written, but what is written was for a reason. You know what is the reason? Let us read together what the beloved John wrote in his gospel, that is in John 20 and verse 30. And there we read, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. He's talking about his own writing. But let us continue. In verse 31 we read, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now let me share with you some of these miracles which the Lord Jesus did before the eyewitnesses of his disciples and the multitude of people, as it is written in these 37 miracles, as we read it throughout the gospel. The first miracle our Lord has performed was to change the water into wine in the wedding of Galilee. And that is what is written in the book of John, chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. In verse 8, "And he," that is our Lord Jesus, "said to them, 'Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast.'" Notice here, there are two very important facts. This was the first miracle, which means that Jesus was 30 years old when he performed his first miracle, not according to that which is written in the Quran and interpreted by so-called Muslim scholars, because they told us that he spoke as a baby in the cradle. That is a miracle. He created bird out of clay as a little boy. That's another miracle. And on with the many nonsensical false information we read in the Quran about Isa, son of Mary. That's why we don't believe the Quran to be the true word of God. And the Isa of the Quran has nothing to do with the Jesus of the Bible. That was the first fact. The second important fact about that miracle is that Jesus Christ did not pray to the Father to ask his permission that he may fulfill that great miracle, but he did it by his own power, by his own strength, and there was not any prayer lifted between verses 6 and 7 and 8. As we know, the water has changed into wine. The second miracle our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ performed was also in Galilee, and that is the healing of the sick son of the certain nobleman at Capernaum. And once again, we discover from that miracle that our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ did not say any prayer. The man implored our Lord Jesus to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. That is what we read in verse 47. Notice in verse 48, Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." In verse 49, the nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." In verse 50, Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. In verse 52, we read, "Then he inquired of them," these are the people who were with his son, "the hour when he got better. And they said to him, 'Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him.' So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, 'Your son lives.'" Here we go. The second miracle in the right order, which our Lord Jesus did, it was also done without seeing the sick son, nor was any prayer over him. The third miracle our Lord and our Savior Jesus performed, we read about in the book of Luke chapter 4 between verses 31 and 36. But let me read to you verses 33, 34, and 35. For in verse 33 we read, "Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.' And when the demons had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him." Here we go. A third miracle. Our Lord cast demons out of that man. And once again, there was no prayer to God. "Please help me. I need your work to be done here so you can heal that man from the demon possession." No, it was done by our Lord Jesus Christ's own authority. Let's move on to the next miracle. It was about the healing of the mother-in-law of Peter, one of the disciples of Jesus, which we read about in the book of Luke chapter 4 and verses 38 and 39. For there we read, "Now there arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him," that is our Lord Jesus Christ, "concerning her." In verse 39 we read, "So he," that is our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, "stood over her," that is Simon Peter, mother-in-law, "and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and served them." Immediately, by his own rebuking to the sickness of her body, she was completely healed. Once again, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ did not pray to seek the permission of Allah, but he did that by his own power, by his own authority. In the same chapter, that is Luke chapter 4 and verse 40, we read, "When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him," that is our Lord, "and he," that is our Lord, "laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." Once again, Jesus only did one thing. He touched these people by his hand, and all those people with all the different diseases were healed. In verse 41, we read about the similar miracle to the previous one, which cast demons, as we read, "And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, 'You are the Christ, the Son of God.' And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ." Once again, he is the Son of God who performed miracles by his own power, by his own authority, without praying. He just simply rebuked the demons and they were out of those whom they were possessing. In the book of Luke chapter 5, we read in the first 11 verses about another type of miracle. That is the catching of a large amount of fish. You see, the disciples of Jesus were fishermen, and Simon and James and John, the son of Zebedee, were trying to catch fish all night long, and they caught nothing. Jesus asked them to go to the depths and cast their nets. They confessed that they did not catch anything before, but because Peter believed in his command, he did. And when they did, they catch huge number of fish to the point that their nets were about to be broken. And that's when Peter realized that Jesus is not just a teacher or a rabbi, as Muslims claim, but he was the Son of God. That's why we read in verse 8, "When Simon Peter saw it," that is the great miracle of the large number of fish, "he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" And that's when Jesus called him and the two sons of Zebedee to be his disciples, and they left everything and they became fishers of men instead of fishers of fish. Once again, Jesus here did not pray. He did not seek any permission from God, but he did that miracle by his own power and by his own authority. How about the healing of lepers? We learn from the Quran that Isa, son of Mary, said, and he will heal the lepers. But Muhammad forgot to mention anything about it. And here is the answer. In the same chapter, in the book of Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, we read, and it happened when he, that is our Lord Jesus, was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In verse 13, we read, then he, that is our Lord Jesus, put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, the leprosy left him. Notice, Jesus touched the lepers and the lepers became clean. Jesus did not pray to the Father, but he simply touched the lepers and he became clean immediately. Maybe some of you think that I am saying that Jesus did whatever he wants again is the will of the Father. That's not the case at all. Jesus did everything in unity with the Father. But my point here is this. It is not like Allah said in the Quran that it is by Allah's permission, which means Jesus did not have the power or the authority to perform any miracles. But it was by Jesus' own power and his own authority that he performed all these miracles. Sometimes, as we see in our next broadcast, Jesus prayed to the Father, but he was not praying for the miracle to happen, but he was praying for the people to believe in the miracle, which will take place through his own power and his own authority. And to continue in our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.